are we doing?
We could do that for 2 hours.
Dude, we should do that for two hours. Let's hit it. Let's do it.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Is it just because I have these the beanie on? Or was Chris up in here fucking around with
Chris was
shit?
Up in here. She was up in here, dude. She was... Why? Do
around.
I feel...
What's up, son?
I'm too far over here.
What's up, son?
Move me back.
You move yourself. You move this camera around.
Good. Perfect.
Did that do anything?
Perfect. It's perfect. Just leave it right there.
I don't even think that did anything.
Who cares?
It like moved it there and then it just went
back.
It
made me psychologically feel like we did something. I feel dark. Do I look dark?
Yeah, you're...
I look like I'm in the shadow. I'm brooding over here. Don't look at me.
What's doing in the
From
shadow?
My point of view, the Jedi are evil. I was going to start with a Star Wars reference right
you
off the beat. Hey, everybody. What's up, dudes? Maniche, Icy, Drogon, Blair, Rocket. Good to see all you guys this morning. Hope you all are doing well on a Saturday. I mean, it's not really morning for most of you. It's actually morning for no one.
Yo.
It's actually not morning for anyone.
It's morning for somebody.
Dude, Menace, Mean
China?
Ice, he climbed 200 SR today in Overwatch. What a champion, dude.
What a champion. Boy, I thought you were going to say he climbed, like, stairs.
He might have done that. But, I mean, he lives in New York. I assume he has to climb stairs to get home,
I think there's a lot of elevators.
Stairs or elevator, Menace, to get to your apartment?
Definitely,
or are you on the first floor?
Elevator.
I bet there's stairs leading into his building, and then there's stairs to his apartment. Mm. That's my guess, just from every New York show I've ever seen. That's how I feel it is.
I don't know.
Because he ain't like the rich...
Boom!
Said elevator. Wow. Wow, look at this man over here with his fancy elevator, dude.
Damn, man. Yeah. Don't ever take stairs. Stairs are for the weak.
I like that. I don't have to ask me twice to not take stairs. So I'll be fine taking an elevator, dude.
Yeah, don't look at me. I walk on stairs that lead nowhere at the fucking gym.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. But they lead to great calves.
That's...
What else do they
That's
help?
True. Quads.
Quads. What else?
Hamstrings, your butt, your glutes.
Your glutes, dude.
Yeah, lower back.
Get them glutes.
That's about it.
Okay. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, for it doing nothing.
It's basically all
does
lower
a lot.
Body.
Yeah, pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Pretty good. How you doing? You look kind of tired today.
I'm real tired, man.
You didn't hang out last night with anyone. I know this. You know how I know this?
I fell asleep at 2, like that's early for me.
That's pretty early, yeah. It's like a good couple hours early.
Yeah, but I just don't sleep.
Still coughing? That sucks, man.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's really upsetting.
Probably dying.
Yeah, no, it might really be that.
That's what I would guess at this point. Like, they're like, here's medicine, and like it doesn't help. Just accept your death, dude.
Yeah, it's either my sleeping conditions, it's like dry or something, or...
You get a humidifier. I thought, didn't Britt get one? Yeah.
It worsens the condition.
It made it worse.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like it.
Made it worse.
I breathe in, I don't know.
You got the vapor now.
Maybe I need to stop putting the oils in it, because the oils, I think, are what...
Right.
I think if it's just water in the air, that might be fine. But I don't really know, man. It's really annoying.
I bet it is.
I woke up this morning at 7:30, couldn't get back to sleep, went out into my kitchen, gargled salt water.
Okay.
Took 2 spoonfuls of honey.
Okay.
And then took a shot of whiskey.
Okay.
And then finally passed out.
That sounds glorious, though. I mean, that
minus
sounds...
the salt water, yeah, it was real good.
Like, to be honest, that sounds like something you would do in Red Dead Redemption to cure a disease.
Yeah.
Like, that's straight out of, like, a video game. Just eat these beans and you'll feel good, you know? You're just drinking honey and eating whiskey and...
I'm breathing wrong.
But it works, I guess, right?
Kind of. Like, it still hurt, but I fell asleep.
Then that works. That's the mission accomplished, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate coughing, dude. It's the worst. Yeah. Like...
It's real annoying. Like, I don't mind the deep coughs. Cause you can just do a big one,
right.
But yeah, that little tickle.
Yesterday,
tickle right here.
Chris and I went to Petland, which is a dog store here. Have you ever been to Petland?
I've been to the one on the east side.
That's the one we went to. So that whole place is like, it's like they think they're Intel, and they're like making computer processors.
Yes,
how clean it is in there.
No, they're very into themselves.
Like, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, you walk in, and so, just for some background.
They're selling $1,200 dogs there, man. Like,
no, the corgi we looked at was $3,200.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was $3,200. But it came with a kennel, so, you know.
Oh. The savings.
But anyway, we went there to look at dogs because Chris, you know, she wants a corgi.
Dude, I want a corgi.
Dude, well, they're $3,200.
I want a non-$3,200 corgi. You know they're real smart? Have you seen the corgi challenge going around online?
Uh-uh.
They set up, like, mazes out of, like, Gatorade bottles is the one I saw. They just set up a maze, and the dog fucking goes through it to get to the middle with a treat in it.
Okay.
He's real smart. Corgi's real smart.
I want a dog that just plows through the Gatorade bottles and goes straight to the treat, because that would be my spirit animal. Okay? No. Here's what it is.
So, fucking gold.
You go in, and, like, it's divided into thirds. So, like, two-thirds of the store, when you walk in the front door, on the left side, two-thirds, pet store. So that's where your food is, your kennels, your dog bowls, all that stuff. Yeah. And then the other third on the right side is what looks to be like what you see in like movies in the 90s and 80s, like old payphone booths, like basically little cubicles. And that's down a straight roll. There's 10 of them. And then on the other side, like down the aisle, are all the kennels with all the dogs in them. Mm-hmm. And that's all the expensive dogs. They got Sheebs. They got Corgis. They got Chihuahuas, they got Shih Tsus, they
didn't
got Pekingese.
Recently, for like being a what's it like a dog farm?
I have no idea.
I thought they came from a like bad.
They told me all about everything that they did. Okay, I'll get to it if you want to know. But the point is, the reason I told this story is because Chris is like, I want to play with this corgi, and they're like, okay. So she walks into the cubicle and opens the door. Sprays industrial cleaner on the seat, sprays industrial cleaner on the walls, and sprays industrial cleaner on the floor, and then takes a rag and cleans the seat, steps on it, cleans the entire floor, cleans the entire walls. And then she disappears. Mm-hmm. And as she's walking out, she goes, make sure you Purell your hands. And so she squirts some Purell on her hands, and then we do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then she locks us in the cubicle and disappears for 5 minutes, then comes back with the corgi. And she Purells her hands again and gives us the corgi, and we play with it. And the corgi had just been showered, like it had been airbrushed or something.
Oh, man, so, like, it just gets me rock hard!
Oh, it does, though.
Bad Juju!
Oh, bad.
New sub.
Thank you very much, man.
Bad Juju, how you doing, man? Good to see you. So the corgi comes out, and we play with the corgi, but they cleaned the area. They cleaned us. They cleaned the dog before we got to play with it. The whole reason I told this story is because the entire time I'm in there, I can't breathe. Because it smells like chlorine when you walk in.
Oh, really?
And there's just chemicals in the air at all times. And I'm just like, that can't be good for the dogs, right? Like, if I'm sensitive to the amount of chemicals in the air, can't be good for the dogs. But maybe I'm just a wuss.
I think you're a wuss.
I just didn't want to cough on the dog.
When I went to the Kansas Humane Society, it was not like that.
Like,
at all.
You know that episode of SpongeBob where they're at Sandy's house and they're too proud to say that they need air or need water? Mm-hmm. You know, they're drying up. I'm fine. Like, that's what I felt like when I was at Petland yesterday, because I didn't want to cough to get the chemicals out of my throat because we were in a clean room, and if I coughed on the corgi, it might die immediately. That's how they made me feel.
Yeah, don't get the dog sick, man.
But yeah, they went through like
anything, a whole thing.
You'd
die before that dog.
I mean, I would. That dog was precious. Did you see the photos in the Discord of the dog, dude?
You know I didn't.
I'll show you. I'm going to scroll quite a bit, I think, because they did a lot of talking yesterday.
I was going to say, when was it? Yesterday?
This is yesterday, yeah. It's less than about 14 hours ago. So here's the corgi.
Oh, my God.
This is the corgi we have.
All right, that's worth $3,200.
Look at that
thing. My God, that's
adorable.
Look at
that corgi, dude.
All right, if y'all think I don't have no soul, you are absolutely correct until it comes to puppies.
What about this one?
Oh,
this is the second one we played with.
My God, you both should be murdered.
Look at that corgi, dude.
I'd rather you murdered than that dog. Ever. Ever.
But yeah, so that's the corgi we played with. But, like, they showed me a binder that's filled with, like how they get the corgis, and they, like, showed me pictures of the farm and, like, how they do routine inspections to make sure. They have, like, a 3-year warranty. Like, if your dog dies in the first 3 years, just get another dog. Like, it's kind of dark, but, like, they're like, we guarantee your dog's health. Like, they're like, our dogs are all inspected. They've been to the vets twice before they even make it here. They've had all their immunizations. If there's anything wrong with them, we don't sell them, so... I mean, it's kind of messed up, honestly, but it makes you, it's literally how rich people live. It's like, get the trash dogs out of my face. I only want pureness. You know, that's how it is.
Well, here's the key. Here's the little cheat code.
Right.
Just go straight to that farm
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
$300.
Well, I don't know how it works. Like, I didn't want to get into it. I probably should have for show content, but like, they don't really get corgis that often.
Mm-hmm.
So, how does the farm get dogs? Because the corgis don't go.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, corgi today. You know, they don't sprout out of the ground. There's has to be someone pumping them out.
There's a breeding center,
right?
That I think
so. If there's a breeding
unethical.
Center, then why do they only have a couple corgis? And why are all the corgis different? Like shouldn't they all be from the same family?
No, because you breed.
Like,
corgis are a special breed of dog because they can have sex with any other breed of dog.
Well, yeah.
So, like, you get a fucking German Shepherd Corgi mix.
Yes.
Golden Retriever.
I've seen that.
Corgi mix.
Hey,
yeah.
Bad Juju, so thank you for the $1 tip, man.
A whole bunch of different things.
Makes
hey,
him,
man.
Makes him the big.
Were there hearts
D,
right there?
Dude. Big D. What?
Were there hearts?
Yeah, he sent hearts, man.
Oh. Okay.
What a nice guy.
I was going to say, is that part of our thing?
Or? No, he chose to do that. Because he's a nice guy like that.
We should all heart them.
Yeah.
Anyone who tips money.
Yeah. He got
big
the
big old heart.
He just wants to be a big
right
deal. Colin only once a month will come here, and ZFM will try to, you know, outdo us. But generally, you're safe here. Try to get the big D. You know, he's gonna be he's gonna be the latest sub, the latest tip, this cheer. I tried to our cheers like Twitch changed, and for some reason it used to reset on Sundays, and now it resets on Mondays. So we go by our overlays here. So like just. Bad Juju, as an example, if you're looking and you go, wow, April to 2100, I will not top cheer. No, you could give five cheer right now and be the top cheerer because it's by our overlay.
Oh,
what's
okay.
in chat.
Right, right,
it's
right.
very confusing.
Right, right.
But
right,
that's how
right,
we
right.
do it. So if it shows up in the thing.
Shows up on your screen.
It shows up at the Discord. That's how it is. So.
Not in Twitch because fuck Twitch.
Hey, pay Perfect Darkness. But yeah, man, that corgi was adorable, but he was $3,200. I think the brown one was $2,800. They said the corgis run anywhere from $2,600 to $3,600, just depending on
desirability. Did you see any cheap ones there?
They have so many dogs. You've been there. When's the last time you've been there?
Oh, the last time I was there was before we got Angel. And she's like 10 or 12, man.
Yeah.
So, like, when I met you.
Yeah, so it's. You haven't been there a long time.
A long time.
And the
one Shih Tzu they had there when I was there, it was $1,200.
This is the dogs they have right now. They're all puppies. Every single one of them. Like, these Burmese mountain dogs, so cute, dude. So cute. Like, look, even this Boston Terrier somehow appears cute. And they got Cocker Spaniels. Like, look at this dude.
Ship them?
That's a Chihuahua Pomeranian dog right there. A Chipom. Look at that thing. Look at that thing.
It'd probably be yappy as shit.
Oh, of course. Of course. Look at
it. Like yappy as all can be.
See, like, they got retrievers. They got, like, here's an actual, like, Pomeranian, you know. And look at him, dude. Look at this schnauzer. I love the schnauzers, dude. I think I want a schnauzer. Like, I don't actually want them, but,
David
like...
David had a schnauzer.
But look at him, man.
It was adorable.
These are our dogs. Like, these dogs are us. Mm. It's like, get your freaking camera out of my face. I will stab you. Literally, I will slit your throat if you don't get this camera. Like, look at this schnauzer. He's like, I will mess you up!
That dog...
Scorch Earth!
Does look a little angry.
Like, that's what I like. I like an angry dog, dude. Just angry at all times. There's the dog we played with yesterday. Right there. And then we also played with this one. But, like, look at these dogs, man. Like, look at the Shebs, dude. Look at those Shebs. It's adorable. All the Huskies.
Oh, man, they got a lot of Huskies.
They got a lot of Huskies, yeah. But, like, yeah, you should go. But don't, actually. Hey,
yeah,
Taco. Don't actually go. Because...
I will end up leaving
well,
this one.
Yeah. It's very hard to look this dog in the eye. And they're puppies.
Yeah.
And they're scared. And so, like... They just want to cuddle you because they're, like, terrified of the world.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, that's literally what it is, you know? And so they're just going to sit on you and look in your eyes with their soulful puppy eyes. And then
I couldn't take it.
She's going to come over and be like, by the way, financing.
Yeah. By the way, free kennel.
Well, they give you a ton of stuff. Like, they give you like, food, kennels, a bed. But,
I think, yeah, the insurance bit of it is also why it's really expensive.
Yes, yeah. Well, and also you can get free puppies for life once you buy the first one. If you sign up for their food and you buy the food there, you get, there's three things of food. It's like a big thing of dog food and then like a hair, like a anti-shed food. And I think it's an anti like flea food. And if you buy all three of them once every 90 days and you do it for the life of your puppy, they'll give you your next dog free.
What?
Yeah. So, like, You live with your corgi for 10 years. It dies. 10 years from now, as long as you bought those three things four times a year, you go back, you get your next puppy free.
How much are those things?
I don't know. Probably $6 million each would be my guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up. We're moving topics because I can't stand this. I want a dog so bad, but I have no room for it. And I hate taking them out of an apartment.
Well, and you're allergic to them. Yeah.
I need to find one that I'm not.
Right, right. Yeah. What if the store goes out of business in 9 years, though? Dude, with those margins, there's no way.
No way.
There are so many people
they
in there.
Just opened another location here, too.
Yeah, dropping thousands of dollars on. And that location, like, you guys don't know. You don't live here in Wichita. I cannot tell you how inconvenient that location is.
There's one in New Market now.
Yeah, that one's nice, but that one
Why'd
is
you
terrible.
Go all the way to the east side?
Because they're the only ones that had corgis. Because it's the east side, they're going to have the nicer dogs.
Of course.
Here they got all the dogs addicted to meth and crack. And they're probably pooping on the floor and then rolling in it and being like, you want me, baby? You know? And
yeah, we went to a farm.
It's the west side. It sucks over
north
here.
North of Wichita for Angel. And she's technically a purebred, but we'd have to pay. It was like, I think it was $150 for her.
Uh-huh.
And then $300 if we wanted her paperwork.
Okay.
We didn't give a shit.
Paperwork.
So yeah, we got her for
It's not a show dog, right? Is that a store in a mall area or by itself on a block? Here, let me show you. Okay.
It's in a strip mall.
Yeah, let me show you maps. Let me show you where Petland is here in Wichita, because it's very hard to explain how Wichita works, to be honest. So basically, this is Wichita proper right here, okay? So the west side is probably everything from like this line over. Okay.
I was gonna say wherever the river is, man.
Yeah, it's like no. I think Riverside. I think this is technically inside this little loop here. Is this right here is downtown? I would say so. It doesn't count. Everything on this side of the highway is west, and then everything over here is east. So they get better roads. They get better everything. It's basically another town, East Side Wichita. Like, they get the better restaurants before us. They get the better shops.
Rich motherfuckers.
Right. Everyone lives. Like, literally, the East Side people make fun of the West Side people because the West Side people have to drive into the sun on their way to work and their way from work because they're all driving east. And the worst part about it is that they're all right.
They are very right.
They're right. That's the worst part about it. So, but anyway. So, here, this right here, this is Kellogg. This road right here is Kellogg. Okay? So, Colby and I, we live West Side. So we get on Kellogg, and we have to drive all the way down Kellogg to get to Petland. It's the big road over here on that goes east. Kellogg has been under construction my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally not one memory I don't have of them not doing construction on Kellogg. It's a flyover highway. So what they did, it used to be just a highway that had stoplights every major road. So stoplight here, stoplight here, stoplight here, stoplight here. And what they did is they made it so now there's overpasses. But they haven't finished it. Okay, I'll see you later, Pat Juju. They have been working on making it an overpass flyover highway for 30 years.
Yeah.
Starting back over here on the west side and slowly moving east. They're almost done. They have Webb Road.
No, they did it once. They changed it into a highway. And then they decided to do the overpass underpass thing. Like, it was a street.
Yes.
Then it was a highway with lights. Now it's a highway with overpass underpass.
Where is?
And it's just,
okay, so you could see the road. Here's the barrier for the road here. I didn't drop it directly onto
you failed.
Kellogg. Okay, so here is, this is a frontage road. Can I get onto Kellogg? Like, is it possible? Okay, so here's Kellogg. Okay, here's Kellogg Avenue. So you can see, like, all the roads running this way. All right, so all this is new. Like, it used to have a stoplight at all of these intersections, but instead, now it has overpasses, see? But this has taken 30 years to go through the entirety of our city. It is the worst. It is the worst. Hey, Badger, that's awesome, man. How you feeling? Are you feeling better? He's been, like, really sick.
Oh,
okay,
man.
So now we're flying through Rock Road. This is really about as far east as you can go without hating yourself, right? I don't even... Okay, you can see right here. This is this was June of 2018, so pretty recent. Pretty recent. You can start seeing the cones, all right? And this is where Kellogg turns into old Kellogg, where there's no more flyover anymore. Now it's just highway with stoplights.
Yeah, now it's just completely shut off. You're on streets beside the highway while they make it.
Yeah, here in the middle is what Kellogg will be. They're building it right here. And then right here is our temporary road that I guess won't exist when this is done, or it'll be merged into this. I'm not totally sure how it all works. But anyway, you got to drive through this. Whatever you want to go anywhere on the far east side of Wichita. You can see, like, look at this turn lane, chat. Look at this. This is a major road onto a major highway. And this is how much room you have to merge.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Like, I don't know if this dirt over here is precious or why they couldn't have built a longer yield or merge lane, but there's no merge lane. This looks like my city and city skylines. It's like, figure it out, bro. You're a virtual car. You don't exist. You can wreck. I don't care. So that's what you got to go through. And then you go through this two-lane road. And see, down here is the first stoplight. This is Webb Road. Okay? This is the only Costco in Wichita. Okay? The only one.
Only one.
So just for perspective, okay, Costco, right here. Look at the pretty green grass in Wichita.
Yeah, man.
Okay, Costco right here. Okay. We live in the bottom left corner, basically. That's where we live, over there in the east. That's how far it is if we wanted to go to Costco.
Yeah, that's a 20-30 minute drive.
Yeah, so we don't go to Costco. Also, our Costco doesn't sell liquor, so what's the point? You know, we don't have liquor in Kansas. Can't sell them in grocery stores. So we're not even there yet. Now we got to go keep on going to Greenwich, driving through all this construction. We're just flying through here. Again, this grass apparently is precious. Like, why can't they make a bigger road? And note, all right, this is all that they've made of Kellogg so far. This is still what it looks like. It's been 9 months. This is still what it looks like out here.
This is 2 years ago.
There's no, like, highway at all. Why are there cones? Why are they doing anything to this road if they haven't even started?
Dude, it took them 5 years to build two bridges.
That's exactly. All right. Here's the only CarMax in Wichita, you know. So we're still driving here.
Okay? You're still driving?
We're still driving. We got to get all the way out to Greenwich. Or Greenwich. But we don't call it Greenwich out here. We call it Greenwich. All right. Where am I? This doesn't look familiar.
Did you move? Did you go past it?
Nope. We still got it.
Oh, my God.
I think we got to keep going. I think. I don't know. I'm very lost now, to be honest with you. Can I get over to this road? Can I get over here? Like, see, this is where they're going to build Kellogg, at a big ditch. Is this? No, we still got to go, man.
Yeah, we're lost in our own
We're still got to go. I want to get over to this road over here, please. Can I go over to this one? Okay, we're just going to zoom down this highway. Here it is. This is Greenwich, okay? All right? So we get to this intersection, and then you go this way, over here to this road. Google Maps. Google Maps, please. Google Maps, please. Did they not even do this? Did they not map? Have they not mapped over here?
Because it was nothing.
Like, look, here's the street in Google Maps, and here's the actual street. We're that unimportant?
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, Petland is right here. So you got to fly down this highway, go down here to Petland. It's right next door to a Dollar Tree. That's right, 3,200 dogs next to a Dollar Tree. Hashtag Wichita. Here it is, man. Why do they have the parking lot, but they don't have Greenwich, dude?
Yo, also, is that like right when it got built? No, this was last
this,
year.
This looks like... Yeah, this is last this year. This is June of 2018, yeah. Yeah, this is what it looked like yesterday, except yesterday it was sleeting, so...
Hmm.
Beijing Bistro was not there, by the way. There was no Beijing Bistro.
Sky looks great, though, man.
Dude, look at that beautiful June Kansas sky, man. Like, what a great place to live.
Yeah.
I love it here.
Is that Britt's car?
Right here?
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't park very well. Is Britt a good parker?
Nope.
What's this? Is this a dead dog right there?
See a Patriot sticker.
What's that?
Ah, it is.
Is it just burned up phone books or something?
I don't know.
Have we mentioned that Kansas is great and you should totally live here?
All the time.
Yeah.
Get any opportunity to fly to this state that typically has flown over you.
Yeah, you should stop by and see our trash. It's incredible.
Step on in.
Fender bender remnants. Yeah, because in Kansas you could have a wreck right here. Also, this is the car from Breaking Bad, isn't it? Isn't that Heisenberg's car right there? I think it is.
No, it's not.
I think it is. So, but yeah, that's where we live. So yeah, you have to drive down this road and then all the way down Kellogg. No, we're still going, chat. No, we're still going. All right. Oh, there's literally a color change when you get to the west side.
There is.
Like that highway that I said everything to the west of that highway is west side. This is that highway. It literally goes to a different color.
God, why are we shitty, man?
Dude, we're the worst.
Taking on a different time of the year or something? I don't know.
Let's see. Let's see when this was taken right here.
The aerial is different. The 3D is different than the street view.
That's why I'm saying I'll try to get to the street view, but it's very slow.
It's different than the street view. That's what I'm saying.
This is May 2018.
Yeah, see, there's color. This is taken in winter.
This doesn't say when it was taken.
Right, but this is definitely taken in winter because of the brown.
There's some green, man.
Fall. Late fall.
Dude, Wichita sucks.
Yes.
It's literally, literally the worst. So anyway, how was your weekend, man?
It was great.
Was it great?
Yeah.
Was it?
I got real drunk Friday night.
Did you?
Got sloppy drunk Friday
night. What, any special occasion? Was that the
Valentine's dinner?
What was that at again, Kobe?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, they had $6 Long Islands.
Okay.
So I had 4 of those.
Sweet.
And then had
Is that hibachi?
Sprite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Sumo's is better.
Well, Sumo is also 3 times the price.
Yeah, that's about the same.
If you guys are curious, here's where Sumo is, all right? Just for looking, okay? So, again, everything on this side's west side. That's where we live, okay? Kobe is right here. I think Kobe's right here.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's about a 15-minute drive, okay? If you want to go to Sumo, what you do is you get on Kellogg, and then you hit this highway, and you take this highway up to this highway, which you then take down to here. Then you get on this highway, and you take this highway all the way over to here, and I believe this is where Sumo is. Yeah, right here. Yeah. No, it's at 13th. Just kidding. It's actually here. So this is where Sumo is. This is where Kobe is, and this is where we live. 45-minute drive.
Yeah, Sumo has sushi.
They do.
That's literally the only difference.
We had sushi last night. It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, went to that place. Basement Brain recommended. Mizu again, dude. Mm. We had so much sushi, it was ridiculous.
Which one's that one?
It's
all you can eat?
Yeah. Yeah. We had 3 appetizers, 10 rolls of sushi, and then 2 crab sashimis, and it was $60 total.
10 rolls?
10 rolls.
Who the fuck are you?
Dude, Chris.
Goddamn vacuum?
Is a bottomless pit. I couldn't finish it. And she's like, I'm just going to do it.
I get 1 roll at Tokyo. And that's good. Like, I eat half of that, save the other half for the next day.
Now look at me, Mr. Skinny. We had 10.
I also do get hibachi, though, there, too. So.
Well, okay. That's a big difference.
That is a big difference.
Yeah. That's a meal. But yeah, we had a lot of it. A lot of sushi. But it was good.
That's now good, we're fat. Man. I know, right? You can't eat a lot of sushi. It's bad for you.
It is?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Dude.
Only if you eat it every day.
Yes. Like, I mean, the fish isn't bad for you, but the soy sauce is not good.
Well, why do you eat soy sauce? You ruining the sushi with soy sauce, man?
No, all the sauces that they use, it's not great, especially hibachi. I'm mainly meaning hibachi. Sushi, the soy sauce. Yeah, no, they do that.
Everything is bad for you. That's right. Everything's going to kill you eventually.
You know what's not?
What?
Celery.
I
you
bet.
You eat all the celery you want.
But I bet if you only ate celery, it'd still be bad for you.
Oh, yeah, because it's like -2 calories
every
single celery stick you eat.
Right.
So
why isn't more food like that?
I don't know. Because it literally has.
I mean, if you could.
Air.
Okay, let's
mainly
like,
air.
Let's fantasize. Mm. If they could make steak so hard to chew that you burned off the calories that you ate of your steak while you were eating it, but it still tasted like steak.
I don't think that's how that works. I don't think your jaw burns a lot of calories.
Well, then how is the? That's how you burn the calories. Isn't that the thing? Like you have like as much burn as much calories eating broccoli as you do consuming it. I think that's how it works, right?
No,
I think so.
Well, it depends. Are you eating straight broccoli, or did you saute like, it in a whole bunch of garlic?
We're talking about just straight celery.
Well, one, you
rip off
be
a stalk,
psychopath
eat it.
For doing that.
Two, just eating regular celery, it's delicious.
Psychopath. First, now we're talking about broccoli?
No,
broccoli,
celery.
Which one? You said broccoli.
I did not.
Yeah, that's why I said saute it. I don't saute celery.
First of all, you could eat raw broccoli, too. That's totally
yeah,
normal.
Yeah, but then you'd be a psychopath.
No, people eat broccoli raw all the time, dude.
No, yeah, I do, too.
Everyone does.
Yeah, it's in those little fucking vegetable plates.
Yes, yeah. It's broccoli.
Celery is horrible. Broccoli's good.
You know what celery is? It's the Sansa of vegetables.
Dude, I'm going back through the fucking seasons.
Yeah?
Right when Shay, Tyrion's whore, becomes her handmaiden.
Yeah.
She's a little twat.
Sansa?
Yeah.
Dude, she's the worst.
Brush my hair, empty my chamber pot, clean the linens. I don't have time to tell you how to do your job. I don't.
I'm sorry, Taylor. That's what you get for saying that I said broccoli. You could take it by side. You know, just once take it by side.
She took your side in the Discord.
She
burning
did
me,
not.
Like, I don't do anything other than exist. Thanks, Taylor.
Okay.
Made me feel like dirt.
Were you trying your
you
best
made
on
me
the
feel
last show?
Like dirt.
Are you here right now trying your best?
Yeah. This is the best you get.
Yeah, but are you trying your best?
What?
Like, how much effort are you putting in right now to a great show? Just be honest. Like, from 0% meaning.
I don't know how to give 100%.
Okay, so then what she said is true. You didn't try your best.
No, that's what I'm saying is, well, I guess you could consider this trying. Yes. You could consider this trying my best. But I don't know what 100% would be.
I don't give 100. Get out there, give 110%.
Nope. I don't think that's possible.
Best try was dance day for sure.
I'm sitting at a solid 40.
40% today? That's pretty good. I think I'm like at a... I'm going to give it a good 75, I would say.
Oh, yeah,
75% today.
Okay.
Yeah, 75%.
All I know is my mustache is giving me problems today.
We just stared at your mustache for a second.
Yeah, I know. It's getting long, so like I could feel it on my lip.
Oh, weird. It's like curling over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks normal. Wait, turn your head like the other way so I can see. Yeah, it's curling on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
yeah, these are getting real long.
Embrace that, dude. Become one of those hipsters.
Because I shave right here to avoid it touching my lip.
You know how, like, it's already weird when people who have not watched or discovered our show come in here and then they see you sitting next to me. A fairly normal-looking 20-something next to Shrek, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, could you imagine if you embrace this new hipster that you got with your beanie and your rolled up pants and
dude, it's hot as fuck in here.
And your
okay?
and your AirPods and your Apple Pencil.
Don't judge the leg, man.
I'm not judging
the
it.
The leg is working
all
just
I'm saying,
fine.
And then you started curling your mustache.
Yeah.
And you were sitting there next to me.
People
a man
like,
who
has
clearly
what
given up.
Happened?
Like it would look like I'm interviewing a genie or you're interviewing a homeless person. You look like you live in Brooklyn, Colby. Congrats. I mean,
that's a great
that's
compliment.
What you want, right? Mm-hmm. That's literally what you're going for.
Oh, yeah. No, I went to the
thanks,
gym.
Thanks, Taylor.
And then I went to the liquor store.
Okay.
And then I was in joggers, a tank top.
Uh-huh.
With a big old puffy coat on.
Okay.
Feel like I was wearing a beanie.
Okay.
And she's like, I like this whole look you got going on. Very, very Californian. I'm like, who the fuck are you, bitch?
Which liquor
Born
store was
Born and raised in this here town.
Which liquor
Cow
store?
Cow spitting milk toting.
Cow spitting milk toting. That's you, man.
That's me.
You're toting that in
Which
Kansas
one?
Milk.
The one right over here.
Like ABC? The ABC?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Yeah. I don't feel like people behind counters should be that talkative. Like, this just would be like, know your place.
No.
Don't speak to me. Did you have AirPods in?
I did.
You should always have headphones in and people don't talk to you.
Hmm?
Like, you know how much I go into, like, Quick Trip and I'll buy something?
And they go to the gym.
They go, do you need a bag? No. Do you need a receipt? No. Like, I just say no. I don't even know if they're actually asking me. They could be like, you know, do you like women? And I could be no. Because I don't hear what they say.
Yeah.
I just assume that's what they're going to ask.
Right.
I don't want them to talk to me. It's not because I'm pretentious. It's because I don't want people to exist that I don't know.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You know what I mean? Like,
wouldn't that be nice?
They're not going to be interested in me or anything that I have to say or do.
Nope.
So why even try to talk to me? Just do your job. Let me leave.
Just let me be.
And I'll let you be. And you can go back to your life and I'll go back to mine.
What if you needed a bag?
Then you ask for one. Can I get a bag? Easy. They're not going to say no.
Yeah.
They're going to give you a bag.
No bag. No bag for you. We are out of bags.
You're not
you don't
know.
Get
they're,
no
they're
bag.
Not, they
it,
they
today,
have
son.
To give me a bag.
You gotta pile all that shit up in your arms.
Or they'll get fired.
Try
man.
To unlock your car while also holding on to all those items. Probably gonna spill some.
I don't think any of that's gonna happen.
It might. Some dude wants to get fired. He wants to see some entertainment before he leaves.
Why wouldn't he just like call me fat or something? Then that feels
he
like,
might do that too. He doesn't.
They might be doing that. I don't hear him.
Cancel out the other.
No.
I mean, they probably are, yeah.
They
like,
could
oh,
be.
My God, that guy was like
yeah,
the size of Shrek.
Look at Shrek over here.
Holy
he's
shit.
Coming out. Oh, look at him.
Donkey!
Oh, I'll bet he's got 6 breakfast items. Oh, look, he does. You want a bag? Of course he does. He's going to eat it in the car on the way out
no,
of here.
No, you know what? Fat. They're actually like probably like,
that's literally menace. That could be what's happening. But no applies. I don't want either. No. Paper or plastic? No.
I don't know.
They wear headphones,
they
man.
See so much worse.
Than us?
Than
oh, 100%.
Us. Oh, God, yeah.
For sure. For sure they do, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
We're probably one of the, well, maybe not me, but definitely you, one of the best people they see, because you at least look put together.
Yeah, no, I try to be not a hassle.
Right.
I try to be a bright spot.
That's because we want to get in and out as fast yeah. as possible. The best way to do that is
I know
be
you don't want to talk to nobody, so here, just
don't wear headphones make you a target. What do you mean?
Target? For, like, thievery?
No one wants to steal my 6-year-old Apple headphones.
Like, for, like, theft?
I think that's what she means, man. Mean?
Like, just because I have headphones in, I can't feel somebody reaching in my back pocket and trying to grab my wallet? I mean, for a lady with a purse, I don't know, that might be a different story.
Maybe.
But yeah, a dude will have to cut my ass to get my wallet.
I worked at a counter at a supermarket once. I had one jerk over like a 2-month time. See? Just get in and out, you know? Don't make an impact.
You worked at a supermarket for only 2 months?
I gotta make an impact here. I don't want to make an impact to anyone in real life. I'm done with that. Yeah, see, he likes the In-N-Out people. Right.
I'm sure everyone... Minus, like, old ladies.
Well, I mean, you see customers at your job. Don't you want them to be in and out?
Yes.
Yes. Get in. Get out. Done. All right?
Yes.
If you're not paying attention, you're more likely to be targeted. Listen, Taylor, just because I want it to be quick and I don't want people to bother me doesn't mean I'm not always paying attention, okay?
I'm on the prowl.
I am always paying attention.
Steal my shit.
Okay, I'm not really concerned about them stealing my stuff because no one wants my stuff. But I am always on the prowl for... Actually, I don't know why I'm looking around. It's just habit, I guess. You know, just being observant.
Yeah.
You know. No one,
that's good.
No one cares about me or anything I
no,
have.
No, that's fine. It's probably because you're looking around. You ever think about that?
Mm.
Do you, punk?
I don't know.
Are you feeling lucky?
I don't know. But I will pay more attention to who I'm looking at from now on.
Yeah.
You know?
Be like, that dude's trying to steal my shit.
Yeah, man.
Then you just gut him. Like a fish.
Gut him right then and there.
Like a fish.
I knew you were trying to take my stuff. That's That's why you gutted like a fish, and then you just walk away.
I love that fish.
No bag, please. No bag. No. You want to get to topics, dude?
Hey,
oh,
man.
What I hate is when a customer tried to tell me their life story of why they don't get enough for everything they ordered, or why they yell at me for prices. Yeah, like you have control over it, yeah. Mostly old people, right? Or, this is going to sound sexist. It's not sexist. Women with like 3 children and no man. Like,
yeah,
I feel like
the
that's
real short haircuts with
right.
like the
yeah
the pear shaped body.
You know, I feel like
I'm body shaming and being sexist here.
I mean, I don't think it's sexist. I just think that's here in Kansas. That's the people.
Yeah,
you know, or like, you know, it might not just be. I don't know. It's kind of like you, but like if you hadn't showered and your skin was kind of saggy, those people. The beanies, dress like you have weed in your pockets at all times.
Those guys?
Yeah.
No, they don't want...
No. I'm not talking about your age. I'm talking about people who dress like your age, but are in their 50s.
Oh,
those people. No one your age wants to talk to anybody, but otherwise, you know. You know. Good evening, Kay. How are you? Let me speak to your manager, haircut.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. Why did Taylor say, don't hate my pear?
I said pear-shaped bodies.
Oh. Dude, pears are delicious, okay?
Okay, man.
I like pears.
I'll take your
We shouldn't
your
name
advice.
Things that are bad after delicious fruit. But pears? I think Taylor looks
better,
delicious, so, you know.
Fruit.
Is that over the line?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was.
There's better fruit than pears.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You ever had a pear straight off a tree?
No.
My grandparents.
Never had an apple straight off a
back
tree.
When they
I've
lived.
Never had anything straight off a tree except a crayon apple or a crab apple.
Don't eat those. Those aren't.
I didn't
you're not
eat
supposed
those.
To eat those.
I didn't eat it. I picked one, though.
It doesn't. That's not. It doesn't really count.
It does. You asked if I picked something off
no,
a tree.
No, I asked if you ate something off a tree.
No. Well, technically, yes. I've eaten things that came off of trees, but not directly from the tree.
Yeah, but a crab apple is not one of those things.
So
you
are
didn't
you
eat
asking
it.
Me if I ate something from a tree? Or
yes,
did
if
I
you
eat
have picked
something
from
something
a tree and then immediately ate
no.
it. Why was this so hard?
Because I meant for it to be hard. I wanted to get
I had a pear
fire burning.
Right off a tree, and it was great.
No, was it?
Okay.
I bet it was.
It was great. It was. I don't really remember it.
Tasted like
if I'm being
paper.
100% honest, because I think I was 4 or 5.
Comes from trees that taste like paper.
The last time I had it, no, and I just remember it being good, but at 4, probably didn't have a lot to compare it to. If I'm being really honest, I'm kind of shattering my own childhood memories
I
right
don't
now.
I don't know what you're talking about right
well,
now.
I remember eating a pear off my grandparents' pear tree.
Uh-huh.
And I remember it being delicious.
Uh-huh.
But I was 4 or 5.
So you didn't know what delicious was.
Right.
You've never eaten a hamburger.
And I've lived my entire life up till now going, pears from trees are good.
Which
but
you don't even like anymore. Never mind.
But they don't. I don't base that off of
chicken doused in buffalo sauce. You never had that yet, so.
I hadn't. I had never had chicken wings at that point in my life, you know?
Chicken wings.
Don't you wish you remembered like when you had your first things and you just.
I could give a shit less. God, yes. Give a shit. Do I have it now in my hand? No. Don't give a shit.
Like, I would love to know the first time I ate buffalo wings.
Don't
like,
care.
Where was I? What was I doing?
I remember the first time I ever had a hamburger.
You do?
Yeah. Because I did not like hamburgers when I was younger.
That's weird,
so
dude.
So I remember the first time I got it from McDonald's.
Where was it at?
And I'm like, it was from McDonald's.
Your first hamburger was from McDonald's? Mm-hmm. That is sad, dude.
And then I was like, oh, shit. This is good. Why have I been missing out on this?
I thought you said you didn't like hamburgers.
When I was younger, yeah.
How do you know if you never had one before?
I might have tried one.
Well, then that wouldn't have been your first time.
I could have just not. Could have not tried it.
Just looked at it and
yeah,
been like, nah.
No, I was definitely
you did that when
kids.
You were younger.
Yeah,
I remember
like,
that, yeah.
If I look at it, it doesn't look right. I don't know how to touch it or go make it in my mouth.
Colby isn't old enough for nostalgia yet. You do have to reach that point where you're like, I miss my body not hurting. And then once you start adjusting that, you start missing other things as well.
My body hurts all the time.
Yeah, but you don't miss it not hurting yet.
I absolutely do.
Not enough.
I so do.
Do you yearn for days of old?
All the time.
You just said if it's not in your hand, you don't care. You're doing mixed signals.
I don't give a shit about when I had something for the first time. I just want my body to not be in pain constantly. I don't care about what goes in the mouth. I just care about the mouth and everything attached to it.
Quote that, chat. I don't care what goes in the mouth. Okay, man. I've missed my body not hurting for the last 10 years. Drogon, I think you're aren't you young? If you ain't 25 yet, just step off, right?
Oh man, I mean, right? What?
Or it's gonna get worse when you turn 25 and it's getting old's the worst, dude. Just don't do it. I envy people that look great when they're older. Or look like they feel great.
I hate the old people that are like, this is the best shape I've ever been in.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
No, it isn't.
You know?
No, it is not, you lying sack of shit. Like, I don't care what size you were when you were 16. You were in better shape when you were 16.
Do you?
Because you're not 50.
Like, when you think about Morris Minor in your head, who's in his 40s, like, don't you see, like
I want to be dead.
I was going to say, like, I see the guy who played Juggernaut in the X-Men movies. Like, that's who Morris Minor is
in
my head.
Fucking Juggernaut.
That's who I remember him being. You know, that's who I imagine as Morris
Minor.
Really? Yeah. Who do you think he is?
Oh, I'm picturing Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. He's not that old.
Michael Caine. That's what it was. Oh, I was trying to think of, like, this thing, like, these two words that you say to get into the British accent.
Okay.
It's Michael Caine. Because you just say my cocaine.
Right.
My cocaine. And then you got it. Right in the Cockney accent there, y'all.
I did not think we were going to slam Morris this hard, so.
Oh, yeah. Especially
he's not
when
here.
He's not here.
He's
that's
not
always
here.
When it happens.
I wouldn't have brought it up if I thought he was not, if I knew that
nah,
you were going to say
Michael
he's Michael Caine in
he's
your
Michael
head.
Caine. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Do you ever like, what do you think Drogon looks like? You haven't seen
a
him.
Dragon.
Have you seen Kay or Drew?
No.
What does Kay look like in your mind?
Sandy. The squirrel.
She's a squirrel?
Yeah. Yep. Taylor looks like Taylor. I've seen Taylor.
Yeah.
Menace. I've seen Menace.
Uh-huh. That's why I picked Kay and Drogon, because I think those are the only two people in chat right now you haven't seen.
No.
I've never seen
Kay,
Drogon
okay.
either.
Kay, I imagine, like, a younger, not young, but, like, older than me.
Okay.
White.
Okay.
Dark hair.
Okay.
Probably neck length.
Like, see, I always give them celebrities. Like,
oh,
I always, like, see a celebrity. Like, not that they are that celebrity, but basically that's a celebrity, but they're kind of morphed. Because that's,
oh, yeah, I have no idea.
Like, that's why Morris looks like that, the Juggernaut guy. Because that's a British old dude that I think looks pretty good, you know? Because I don't really want to insult him, you know?
Menace looks like Michael Pena, man.
Menace looks like Michael Pena!
If you're doing celebrities, that's the one I'd go with.
I've seen Michael Pena. Or I've seen Menace, though, so I know what he looks like.
It still applies.
The people that I haven't seen.
Take that as a compliment.
You know, have you seen Rin? Yeah, you've seen him, right?
He looks like fucking James Franco in Pineapple Express.
Yeah, he kind of does. I think that's his vibe, though.
I think that's his vibe. He did live in Colorado.
Yeah, that's like his whole vibe.
It works out.
Have you seen Acid Cat?
Hmm.
I don't think you've seen
maybe
her.
Maybe in Discord once or twice.
Oh, that's true. She does post photos in the Discord, yeah. If you want an idea of what I look like, just look at Seth. Put him in a black shirt with lighter hair. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. See, he told that? You know who I think he looks like now?
Andy Milonakis.
Hold on.
Shmilla Shmilla Shmakis.
What is the guy's name?
I got peas on my head, but don't call me a pea head.
I can't remember his
Bruce
name.
Bruce Lee's on my head, but don't call me a Lee head.
Scott Taylor. See, now I imagine this guy from Bungie. Like, now that Drogon says that, this is who I imagine.
I was gonna say, that dude's not.
No.
Not right? Right?
I imagine this guy now. This guy. This guy. This is who I
Holy
imagine.
Holy shit! That is you with blonde hair.
That's what I said. This is Drogon in my mind now.
What?
It's right. This guy right here. This is who I imagine is Drogon right there.
That's crazy.
See, now forever in my mind, that'll be Drogon. So, that's what I see.
I want to know what chat thinks who I look like then. If I'm telling them who they look like.
Oh, here, I bet. Probably look like this, yeah.
If you bring up... Oh, try. Yep, you got it. You got it.
Yep.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. Oh!
Such a friend.
That's what I'd imagine, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told Keanu Reeves.
Because of the hair, maybe?
I don't know. I think it's the squinty eyes. That's mainly it.
I don't feel like you have squinty eyes.
When I laugh.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why you look almost completely different when you laugh than you do when you're not.
Yeah, no, I'm
I think very few people know what you look like when you laugh.
No, I laugh on here.
Very rarely. Certainly not on my jokes.
Be funnier, man.
I know. I can't.
Be better.
He has stabby eyes. Don't stab me.
Don't. Please don't stab me.
Please don't stab me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had a Keanu Reeves profile picture on Facebook for the longest time.
I don't know, man. I don't feel like you look like Keanu. Is there like a celebrity lookalike website?
I thought so, but it really doesn't work.
Does it not?
No.
Celebrity lookalike. Quiz, maybe? Celebs like me? Well, this is just like, use your own photo. Okay. I don't know if I have a picture of you I can use.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Where could I find a photo of you pretty easily? Bathroom selfie in Discord. Yeah, but how am I going to find that easily? Can I just do like... Oh, you know what? I'll go to your Instagram. There you go.
What?
That's me.
Bathroom selfie?
Yeah, every selfie you've ever taken?
Oh, yeah. It has been in bathrooms.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought you meant like on the toilet. I'm like, when have you ever gotten that picture?
This is you, right? Okay.
Nope. That ain't me. Man, you got a lot of notifications there, friend.
Dude, I'm popular AF, dude.
AF.
Look at that. Look at that. Two comments, man. Back up. Basically about to take over the world. I mean, we could do the one with the beak, but I feel like the phone's going to mess with your chin, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Can you, like, just take a picture of yourself?
I never, ever, ever
You don't
take
do selfies.
Selfies.
Yeah, you don't do selfies, man.
I'm not a big selfie person.
That's good. That's good, you know? What about that one?
I don't think
that's
going to
be a bad angle. Mm-hmm. Now, here's one of you from 1993. That's not going to help.
You want me to take a forward-facing picture right now?
I mean, I guess. I feel like we're going to do all this work, and then it's just going to spit out someone that's not right.
It's definitely going to do that, but this is going to be quicker, man.
Okay, it will be.
Should I wear a head? I'll take them off.
Yeah, just DM me a picture, you know, on Discord of... Just send that here, and I'll just upload it. And it'll be perfect. Dude, Darkness, that's awesome, man. I'm excited to play that. It'll be the first time I played it. A younger Drew Carey? I mean, that's fine. Drew Carey's a respectable man, right?
Who?
Okay. All right. Drew Carey. You ever heard of him? He's kind of famous.
Yeah, what about him?
Drogan said that's who he's been compared to.
Oh.
Okay, put that there. All right. And upload your own photo. Searching for your celebrity. Oh, God.
I do get Asians a lot.
Makes you an Asian, man.
I do get Asians a lot.
Oh, my God. Because, of course, it's got to be an Asian man.
I mean, kind of similar. Try another site, man. Let's upload my photo all over the internet.
Like, there's a lot of quizzes. I don't want quiz. Why is quiz in there?
Who's Perfect Dark saying I am? A douche or Asian?
I don't know.
I don't either. I need an answer.
They're all quizzes. Like, why isn't there a website where, like, what celebrity do I look like? How to find your celebrity twin from babenot.net. This is has got to be reputable, right?
Yes.
Tons of puzzles.
Pop Sugar, man. It's right up, right there.
Tried this one out. Can confirm it's accurate. Okay. Oh, my God. It literally linked. Okay, take a selfie.
Hashtag twinning.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so if I just select this, upload this. No, do not look. Use my camera. Is it gonna rotate it automatically? Can we just?
Is it gonna work if it's...
I don't know. It uploaded it sideways,
if it's
dude.
Sideways. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, look at you, man. You were Robert Downey Jr. for a second. Now it says you're that guy. Manish Dayal. He kind of looks like you, actually.
Yeah.
A little
who
bit.
Who is Manish Dayal?
I don't know who that is.
People, man.
I don't know who
He's
that
on
is.
Fox,
34% Robert Downey Jr.
Absolutely not.
I can see a little bit of Robert Downey.
No.
Younger one. Joe Jonas.
We both have the dead eyes. We both do have the dead eyes.
Those dead eyes, man, like a doll's eyes, dude. Don't know who that is. G-Eazy.
Man, G-Eazy.
Yeah, dude, I think Joe Jonas is the closest one. It is in the eyes. It's the eyes, the forehead. You don't have the same ears, really.
I don't have any ears in that photo.
In that photo, yeah, you have no ears. I don't think it... I think just looking at the face, man.
Do you?
Okay, here, give me your phone. Just do the same thing that you did before, because my phone is so freaking slow.
Flip it to camera.
Yeah.
Perfect. What a lovely photo.
Dude, I look horrendous. How many front-facing photos of me do you honestly have? Because I feel
I have so many from those
million, right?
Ones.
Yeah. A million.
Oh, so many.
Okay, save that there. All right, twinning. All right, try again. Do not use my camera. Upload. Image one. It did flip it, so. We're not supposed to smile. Doesn't that throw it off if you smile? Isn't that what they say? Okay, here's who I am. I am Angus T. Jones.
Oh, my God! He's the kid on 2.5 Men, isn't he?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's him.
That's pretty close. Okay, this one broke. I broke the website, so don't know who that one is. And
why
then
are you little children,
Josh Flitter,
man?
That's me. All right. Noah Dahl. At least that guy's an adult.
You know?
At least that guy's an adult. I broke the site.
Yeah, man, that's the 2.5 Men kid. For sure.
Well, dude, I want his money, so.
Right.
That's fine. So you look like Joe Jonas.
I was going back through your photos that you sent me, and then that one came up. It killed me.
So you're Joe Jonas, and I'm a child.
Yeah.
That's what we've discovered, huh?
I'll put that in the meme Discord real quick.
Oh, my God, dude. That's pretty good. So should I Google him now, see what he grew up into? Is that what you guys are saying? Angus T. Jones. Oh, he looks nothing like me now.
No, he got skinny.
Oh, my God. He also apparently picked up meth. Dude, this man went through a transformation, dude. Yeah.
Well, that's what you get for growing up on TV, bro.
Look at him now, though. He seems to have it together now.
I think
if I'm going to be honest,
the meth head version is newer.
If I lost weight and I ended up looking like that, I think I'd be better fat, right?
Oh, wait. No. No.
Am I going to be one of those dudes, like, if I lose weight, I'm going to look awkward because I look better fat than I do skinny?
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Maybe the glasses messed with it?
How's that whole diet weight loss thing coming for your wedding, man? You only got, like, three, four months.
Pretty good,
left.
Man. I'm down 27 pounds total.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's deck chairs off the Titanic, man. I've been saying it for years.
I was going to say, we got to bump those numbers up.
It's not much I can do about it.
Meth.
Dude, we talked about this on the show. I said I would do it if I could afford it and it was accessible to me, okay?
I don't have a method.
No one does. No one knows.
You should hit up that Angus T. Jones.
Let me just text Angus, a millionaire,
all
right?
Man, we got the twinning on this weird website. Do you have money I could borrow? Also, can I have some meth?
Net worth Angus T. Jones. I'm telling you, I don't look like him anymore. He's worth $15 million. So, yeah, let me just text him. By the way, sub to me, Angus. Can you do that? I'm your twin. I mean, I'm not your twin now. I was your twin when you were 8, according to that website.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, of course it's fun because you're Joe brother. Jonas. I'm a 9-year-old boy. Of course it's fun for you. Like it tells me anything I don't know. You know?
That's funny.
Is that how people perceive me when I walk in? Oh, look who it is. You just go to pitch your teeth.
I don't think
so either, but I don't know. That's how I feel, so.
Mm. Well, right. Should we actually get to the topics that you've prepared?
Let's just quit the show.
Why? And just quit it. Just
okay, do you want to look at this great picture of the moon? Do you want to do something that I want to see it? I don't know how it is yet. It might be stupid.
Let's do that one.
Or we could look at the new Lord of the Rings thing.
The what?
New Lord of the Rings thing.
The who?
For the Amazon Lord of the Rings series.
The
they did some stuff.
Well,
or we could
it.
Talk about Loki being written by the people who write Rick and Morty's.
What?
Which one do you want to do, man?
Any of them.
Okay. Let's do Rick and Morty first, because I just want to know what's happening. So the Loki miniseries is being written by the guy who writes Rick and Morty. Michael Waldron.
I didn't know they had a writer. I thought that was Dan.
So that's
Harman,
not the guy who writes Rick and Morty?
I don't have a clue. Why would I know?
Because you used to watch Rick and Morty.
I never did.
I've never seen the show.
Because
you said it was so good.
Pickle Rick. Never seen it.
I hate everything about who you choose.
I didn't know they had a writer. I thought it was all Dan Harmon and that Justin Roiland.
Okay, so it's not the guy who wrote it then. This is like some guy who wrote one episode, one time, three credits down.
I have no idea. He could be the writer for the whole show. I have no idea.
I like when Chris just jumps in here. Like,
I didn't make you watch shit. You chose to sit there.
That's true. She could have left.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to see the Pickle Rick.
Hey, episode. I see Morris in the user list now.
Oh, do you?
I do. Hey, Morris, did you know that Colby
thought you were Michael Caine?
Like, we asked what we thought our viewers looked like, the ones we hadn't seen personally, and I thought you looked like Vinnie Jones, the guy who played Juggernaut, and Colby said he thought you looked like Michael Caine. So, just thought you'd want to know that.
It was kind of a joke, but kind of not.
It's not a joke. He means it.
I think it's a compliment.
I mean, Michael Caine's great, but Morris isn't that old.
Also, I could have meant a younger Michael
you
Caine.
You didn't, though.
I know what young Michael
you
Caine looks like.
You meant the Michael Caine from Batman.
I did.
Yes.
I straight up did.
Yes, I know you did, because that's the only Michael Caine that actually exists.
No. Name, he's been younger,
beside
man.
Inception and Michael Caine's Batman, Alfred, name one other Michael Caine movie.
Interstellar.
Same movie. Literally same movie. Also, he looks oldest in that movie. He literally died of old age in that movie.
I forget, man. I know I just saw him in something, but I can't remember.
Okay,
let's
watch this. So this is the guy who made District 9, Neil Blomkamp.
Okay.
Made a trailer for the video game Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And
using
just
like Anthem?
No, it's live action.
Okay.
I've never seen it. I've only heard the buzz online about it, which is apparently it's either really cool or it's the worst.
Okay.
So I just want to watch it because you know about as much about Anthem as I do.
It's metal suits in there in a big old jungle.
Yep. Let's see if this wins us over, man. 4 minutes long. Pretty long. Dude, look at the butt on that guy. Oh, my
nice
God.
Butt.
I'm already very confused. Why was there a lady in white?
I don't know.
Long, long ago.
We spent some money on this, dude.
Leaves of the Urgoth. And eventually, after much strife, we broke free.
It doesn't take place in, like, medieval times, does it?
And so we made our walls high.
There's, like, kings and queens and stuff in this.
And our convictions strong.
I don't know, man. This looks weird.
But there are many dangers. No one can survive out there on their own.
Okay, so they rescued the lady in white?
I found her last night. In the jungle.
They said she must have been out there for years.
It's not possible.
I always knew this day would come. A new beginning.
You'll get your son back. You have my word.
And yet, new enemies would be formed.
So is this a real movie that's going to happen?
I don't think
like
so.
A short...
This is going to be a short movie.
The line would be crossed.
There's no way they only filmed that scene for that guy. There's
Things
no way.
Never return to the way before.
Legs or something?
I have no idea, dude.
Look deeper.
This is dumb.
visions, Curly.
Was that Ewan McGregor?
Absolutely not.
Your future. A life unlived.
You backstabbing rat! You sold us out! I never should have trusted you!
Dude, what are we watching? I mean, if this was going to be a movie, it kind of looks pretty cool, right?
Maybe that's their new thing.
It's not possible.
Maybe this is a movie trailer for the game.
Swims through your mind.
So, like, the game's campaign, but they just made a live-action movie trailer for the game's campaign?
It knows us all.
No, I think this may be like the new, like...
It says learn more about conviction, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so we gotta click the link, because I don't know what this is.
This hey, would Kate. Be the best idea. Okay, so video game movies suck, right? Like, that's a thing that we all know? Maybe
right.
It's because they suck because they try to do video game movies for games that we know and have lived in for multiple years. Maybe they're just like, here's a movie with a new game that's coming out, so you don't really know it, so you can't
so this
really
is
compare.
So this is a live action trailer,
mm-hmm.
And the instead of like going to a theater in 3 months and watching the full movie for the trailer, we're going to play the game instead.
That's dumb.
I think that's what's happening.
That's real dumb.
Literally everything in that trailer wasn't even touched at all in the demo I played. I have no idea. I mean, I thought it was kind of cool. It's kind of all over the place with, like, knights and... Also, it's one of those trailers that has, like, really ominous music. And, like, if you, like, what if we did... What if we did this? Like, if I go to YouTube... Okay. And I just type, like... And out. And so then we go back here... We play this, but we mute it. Okay, and then I just, at the same time, I just go to YouTube, and I click this silly music. Like, I mean, this is... Like, half the trailer is the ominous music, right?
A little bit.
Like, I feel like that's like half the trailer.
It is oddly surprising how well it is synced up.
Yeah, right? Like, I think that's a... That's a big part of the trailer. That's, I don't know, man. Like, everything in the demo was, there's a machine making copies of stuff. Go get it. And, oh no, the copies are unstable. Go fix it. So there's no, like, kings and queens and some lady found in the forest that becomes an anthem lady. And
I feel like that's definitely going to be the main campaign.
Like, see, what I thought this was going to be... Have you seen the Destiny live-action one? Like, they made one, like, way back in the day that Peter Dinklage is in. Like this one right here. Like, this is what I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be this. Like,
congratulations. Humans haven't been on the moon in hundreds of years.
Nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live here.
Dying here is much more likely.
Nice pep talk.
Like, see, it's just like a short little film instead of being a trailer. Like, that's what I thought it was gonna be.
Oh, man. There's nothing I hate more than an alien with no respect for history.
This is this whole thing. But this is also, I feel like this knows it's corny, right?
Yeah.
Well, now it's a party.
Music?
Something classical.
Let's say it's Led Zeppelin, you get it, man? Classical, because it's the future. You get it? This is back when Destiny was fun, dude. I miss this game.
Venus, baby! Venus!
And they're just flying around on stage, yeah. Or the best trailer for Destiny ever. No, that's gameplay. I don't want gameplay. Here we go. This is the best. This is the best video game trailer ever made. This is actually the most accurate Destiny video I've ever seen in my life. This is literally all that Destiny is. You know how much dancing happens in Destiny?
Oh yeah.
You don't want to shoot bad guys. You want to dance, dude. Wouldn't you be way more interested in Anthem if they just released a 2-minute trailer of just dancing?
No.
Compared to what you saw before?
No, I have war wounds from dancing.
You have PTSD for that time you had to dance? Is that what you're implying? And they literally, I would just skip a minute in here. They're literally just dancing this whole trailer. Imagine having enough money that you could make a 3-minute long trailer that's just dancing, dude.
That's real dumb.
Yeah, it's silly. Hey, April, how are you? What about that Diablo Immortal trailer? I don't know if you're trolling or if there's actually a Diablo Immortal trailer. Could always go back and play D1. That's what people say to me, you know?
But is that what people say?
I want to play with people, and no one wants to play it.
Are you sure? I'm sure there's people online that you can play with. Real good at creating new friends that you can't actually.
Okay, there are people that would play with me. Drogan actually wants to play with
me. Well, then play with him.
ZFM wants to play with me. I don't want to play. I mean, I do, but I don't, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's just on you for being a grip.
Well, it's do you want to go out and play basketball?
Yeah.
But do you want to go?
Yes.
But do you?
It's a good.
Okay, who are you going to go with?
Yeah, see, that's my problem.
That's what I'm saying, okay?
Actually, you know what? I would go by myself and just shoot around. I just need a place to go.
The Y has basketball courts.
Yeah, but they're always filled with children.
I don't know, man. Destiny, here's the problem with Destiny is that Chris likes Overwatch, and so whenever I'm playing something off stream, Chris wants to play Overwatch.
Sounds like a personal problem.
It is. I'm just going to play Destiny 3. Yeah.
Okay, and what was the Lord of the Rings thing?
Oh, here's Lord of the Rings, man. So, Amazon, you know, they're making a Lord of the Rings TV series.
Yep.
No one knows what it's about, but they're starting to do marketing for it. And the first thing they did was a Middle Earth map. So it's literally just a map of Middle Earth.
Okay.
A bit. There's a question mark. It's dive in with zoom controls. So, you can, zoom in and, really explore, you know. But there's no, words or anything. But, but this is the map from the Fellowship, right?
Yeah.
But, I don't remember this part being there.
No, because we didn't go over there.
Right, so does that mean that they're going to do more stuff?
I don't know.
This is the Misty Mountains, right?
Yep.
And this is Fangorn Forest, right? Yep. So that means that, this right here is the Shire.
Yep.
So, all of this over here is new, and, all of this down here is new.
No.
No? No. This was here? Because here's Gondor, right?
Give me the map.
Okay.
Good. Zoom in. Whatever. Zoom in. Right here. Ah, oh, goddammit. Are you kidding me? That's Minas Tirith.
Okay.
This is that Osgiliath place.
Okay.
And then this is Mordor.
So, what's down below Mordor?
Rohan, that's Helm's Deep, I think. Rohan's up here.
No, Helm's Deep is not up there.
Yeah.
No.
Fucking go to an actual goddamn map.
No, I want to remember and spread misinformation.
That is their problem. Oh, God, this guy.
You did Google images. You done messed up.
That beard, though.
Oh, I guess I could just do it right.
Yeah, no, that's why I went there, you ding-a-ling. Ugh.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this is a great one.
On Amazon, you can buy it.
Let's get a biggin. Thank you. Can I just...
No, not...
You have to, do open image and new tab, right?
I have no idea.
There you go. Okay. Okay, what's with all the white lines? I don't know. Okay, so you were kind of right. You were kind of right.
I know what I'm talking about.
So Rohan's up here.
Get another map.
What's Dol Guldur? Is that the Lonely Mountain right here?
No.
Where's the Lonely Mountain on this thing?
I thought that was might have been over in that way. No? To get another map.
You can't
remember. For the love of God, I can't see through this white.
What is with the white, dude?
I don't know. I think it's Africa.
It is. It's Europe. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It overlaid Europe on it. This one looks good, right? Open image and new tab.
Perfect. That is a great one.
Why is this so hard? To find a map of Middle Earth. Okay. All right, how about this? You're a nerd, Britt.
Okay, I was a little off with the Helm's Deep. It's a little more to the left.
Okay.
Yeah, you see it? It's right under Rohan.
So where's the Lonely Mountain?
He says, she said,
up north,
right
side of Lothlorien.
Iron Hills? Gray Mountains, up. Gray Mountains?
Right here? This is it, right? Elebor, isn't that the...
Oh, I have no idea.
Lonely Mountain?
Dude, I skipped over The Hobbit.
We watched the movies, though, didn't
yeah,
we? But okay.
I hate them.
Okay, so that's what it is. So is that on this map?
Ugh.
So it's right here. It's right here.
Okay.
I don't know. So I guess the question I had was, what does this map tell us? And I guess the answer is nothing. Like, I was expecting this to be... Okay, it does show more over here to the east. Like, the east isn't even on this map.
Yeah.
Like, it ends at this lake, Rune, which is right here. So, like, this whole thing over here is not on the trilogy map. Is this part over here on the map? Yeah. So it's really just this part right here.
So, okay. Do you think this is going to be eventually an interactive map to show, like,
maybe where they're going? Yeah, that could be.
Was.
I mean, that would be awesome because apparently it's impossible to get a good map. I was always young. When I was younger, I was always mad that Middle Earth is so small. Like, I know that they overlaid Europe to make it like it's big, but honestly, Europe, not that big.
No.
Like, doesn't it take them years to walk from here to here? Like, I don't feel like it would take a year to walk from the UK to Italy.
No, I think the whole trilogy was 13 months.
Yeah, like, that seems like a long time. Like, I know they went through swamps and all that, but still, like...
Still, that's less time than I thought it was when I originally watched them.
I don't know, dude. I just feel like it should take 6 days to ride your horse from here to here. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, maybe.
They're on elvish horses. Just ride your horse forehead.
Yeah, but then you're gonna...
Why couldn't you ride... Okay, so they left here from Lorien, right? Why couldn't they ride their elvish horses over this way, through this giant plain, and then down here under these mountains, and then go up the back?
Go up the back.
Why couldn't they do that?
Oh, good.
I mean, look,
Christ.
There's no mountains here. This looks like someone in StarCraft built bases, but forgot to build the back because the bad guys will never go around there. But then you pathfind, and your guys go around the back anyway, you know? There's no rivers, there's no lakes, it's just prairie. Why couldn't they just go around the back of Mordor, dude? You gotta scroll with the bars here.
Why?
Because they're trying to be sneaky and the place is in war. But the war is with the people up front, not in the back.
Mountain Doom, I'm just trying to see where the black gates are.
The black gates are like right here, right where your mouse cursor is right now. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then they went down like this way. They went down like into the mountains in the south. Through the mountains of shadow, I'm pretty sure.
I thought they would like...
Or maybe they went in like right where that little...
We don't
know anything, do we?
I don't know.
I have no... Hold on. I have a map. Okay. My Blu-rays have a map.
Do they have a map, huh? There's got to be, like, a website, right? Like this one right here?
I'm telling you, my Blu-rays have a map,
that
dude.
Has, like, an interactive map. Hey, look. Hey, bro, guess what I just found?
Guess what I just found? You want to host a show by yourself? Okay, maybe not.
What? Yeah, there's Shelob's lair. It's right there, so that's where they go in. And so where's the black gates?
Okay, the map in here is not as good as I remember, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, no, you're right. Here's the dead marshes, so that's where they were going.
Right, but then they got captured, and then they got brought to Oz Gilliath, and then they got, yeah, Minas Morgul is where they were. That's where, like, Sam was like, remember, and, like, scared those people off on the stairs, and he started a battle, and then everyone in the, all the orcs, they got mad, and they killed each other. Lazy writing, dude. Yeah. Lazy writing.
Yeah, and Oz Gilliath's right there.
Yeah.
That's Minas Tirith.
So if they walked from what's the front there, if they walked from the front,
oh, Jesus,
right in the middle, okay. So Kay was like, because they're trying to be sneaky, and the damn place is in war. Okay, so they went literally in the front middle.
Well, okay, where's Isengard?
Like they literally walked.
And it,
Isengard's up a little bit more.
Isn't it right there?
It's a little bit more. Right. It's like right here. I think this red dot. No, I think it's this red dot.
You think?
I think it's that red dot. No.
No. How about this?
No.
Imprisoned.
It's right on the
Orthanc. Yeah. That's
okay,
it.
That's it. Okay, you're okay. Right. You're right. Yeah.
So yeah, they get out of Lothlorien, right, and then come down here. What is this one?
Well, that's where they split.
Yeah.
Right at this
so
crossroads,
they go this way,
where the
Frodo
waterfall
and Sam,
is. Yeah.
And then they go that way because of the orcs taking
right.
Marion, what
right.
Heaven.
But if this whole area right here is the war zone where
yep.
Mordor is fighting Gondor,
yep.
and Sam and Frodo decide to go straight in the middle,
yep.
why couldn't they just go this way?
Because that's a long fucking way.
Well, what's it matter, dude? Does it matter?
Also, I don't see the Black Gates. I don't know where that is.
I think it's literally in front. Can we not zoom in farther?
Nah, maybe. No. No.
Dude, let me. I want street view. Why don't they give me Lord of the Rings street? Because they're guided by Gollum? Okay, that makes sense. Gollum's a turd.
But still, they meet at the Black Gate somewhere, man.
Well, the Black Gate's, like, right here. It's, I think
no,
it's...
No, it's not Minas Morgul. That's not where it is.
No, but the Black... No, right here is the Black Gate.
No.
I think so.
No.
Because Minas Morgul is, like, okay. You got the big place in Gondor, and you got the big place in Mordor, and right in between is the Black Gate. So Minas Morgul is the big place in Mordor. And Oz Gilliath is the garrison for Gondor.
Mm-hmm.
Minas Morgul is the garrison for Mordor.
Mm-hmm. Well, Minas Morgul used to be part of Gondor.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then it was take. I don't even know what happened.
Apparently,
they
Sauron.
They need better
the
leadership. We gotta
whatever this said. Sauron takes Minas Ethel and burns the white tree.
Dude, you know what's got
to
happen? You know what the best part is about Lord of the Rings? When the elves left, and all that magic stuff stopped happening.
Right.
Because Sauron would have never been a problem if some dude wasn't making rings. Why is he making rings?
I don't know, man. Anywho,
what's up, Sam? Okay, so the whole point was we were talking about this Amazon map, and it doesn't really tell us anything, except that they're going to go a little farther east than they do in the movie map.
What does Sam mean by I rate that, Bino?
I think he's talking about your beanie. Bigger question, why couldn't Gandalf just call giant eagles over the volcano to drop the ring back home? I think that's explained by the eagles don't want to, like, they're neutral. They're Switzerland. So the eagles don't want to get involved in the war itself.
No, there's a whole film theory YouTube video.
Well, right, but the actual reason
fly to Mordor.
Right, but the actual reason is the Eagles didn't want to.
No, because I thought the whole thing was that's why he said fly, you fools, is because he told him to go to the fucking Eagles.
No, fly, you fools is just 18th century speak for go fast.
I still think it means go
fast. Of course you do, and you think the jet fuel can't melt steel beams, dude. Why don't you just get your conspiracy theories going on, man?
It can. It's been shown on YouTube. And, you know,
my point stands valid,
dude.
What game is this? This is Fat Simulator. How you doing, man? The animals don't listen to the wizards. They are ancient, just like the wizards. But he calls them to save them. That's not neutral. War was over, man. They had already won. So now they could come out. They're like a taxi. All right.
That is not
true. Dude, I don't know. It's lazy. It's lazy writing. Lord of the Rings is overrated, but at the same time, it's one of the greatest things ever made. It's very confusing.
There's a reason to it.
in The Lord of the Rings. But as for The Hobbit, I don't know. I hated that in the fucking movie where the eagles come, they pick them up, they fly them, and then drop them off.
Oh, that's right.
2, 3, 4 yeah. fucking miles away from where they just want to go. Isn't just that the, fly a little further.
Isn't that the end of the first movie?
I think so.
Yeah, that's how the first movie ends.
I fucking hate it, man. It was the dumbest shit.
Yeah, just take us there.
God.
Like, could you imagine being Bilbo and like... It's like...
I can see it.
It's like your taxi drops you off a mile before your stop, but you still got to pay him for the entire trip.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
No.
Eagles not good taxis. But if they're not transportation, then they shouldn't have ever tried to be transportation. It's false advertisement.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yep.
My thoughts on Ready Player One as a movie is fine. It's fine. We talked about it on the show. I hate that it's in, everything is nostalgic for the 80s when it doesn't make sense. It's way too meta for me to argue about here because no one cares. Literally That's no true. One cares. I have tried to fight that battle. And no one cares about Ready Player One and my problems with the movie being set in the 80s. No one cares. It's overrated, but if someone calls it overrated, I will fight them. That's literally how I feel about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of flaws with it. I think Lord of the Rings might be like most people's Star Wars for me. Like, you can be like, this is stupid. You know, why do all the Jedi dress in brown robes? I know that's a stupid thing, but you're just like, it's Star Wars, man. Just let it happen, you know? It's like that with Lord of the Rings. Like, why couldn't the Eagles take him? I don't know. It's stupid, but it's great. So just leave it alone, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
At least it's not no Robin Hood, man.
What Robin Hood?
I just watched the newest Robin
Hood
last night.
Why would you do this? Stop watching those bad movies.
Brit thinks it's good. Oh, it's
Is Mark Wahlberg in it?
Very similar to the King Arthur reboot that happened with Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, that's what I figured, yeah.
That one, good. It does
yes,
not
I know.
Have
I'm
going to
get you a freaking shirt that's
questions.
Like, the newest King Arthur is underrated.
It does not have as many plot holes as this one did. This one just fucking went sideways all over the place the entire movie.
The best Robin
Started
Hood.
Started off strong, ended poorly.
I don't think I like the guy who plays Robin Hood.
Eager,
I feel, yeah,
Tarrant,
I feel like I'm
Egerton.
Supposed to like him, and I kind of don't.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's because Hollywood wants me to like him. I don't know. I just feel like I don't want to like him.
Well,
I can't explain it.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx plays a Muslim.
I don't like Jamie Foxx at all.
Wow. Okay.
That stupid Blame It on the Alcohol song ruined me for Jamie Foxx.
Hey man, one of my bands made a great cover of that song, so I'm all for it.
That's fine, dude. Jamie Foxx should not be a blue man in Spider-Man and then singing about alcohol. He needs to pick one. You can't do everything. I don't like it when people try to do everything. What's your favorite movie of all time? I think my favorite movie of all time is probably Children of Men. I like that movie.
It's a good movie.
I also like
God,
Interstellar
it's
a lot. Yeah, but dude, I'm depressed. You think I'm gonna like depressing movies?
How about you like one with like hope or you know like a happy ending at least?
Let me think of a happy movie I like. I like most Disney movies. Those count?
Yes.
Like I like Robin Hood. Disney's Robin Hood with the foxes, probably better than your Egerton one or whatever that guy's name is.
Definitely.
I could whistle that all day, dude.
Whatever that one
Oodalali.
Guy is. Who's the bad guy?
King Richard is the good king. Prince John is the bad one, and then the Sheriff of Nottingham, right?
Yeah, no, who played this show? Who's the bad? Krennic? Who's Krennic in Rogue One?
That guy's in it?
Yeah, he's the sheriff.
Of course he is. Is there a movie made nowadays where that guy isn't the bad guy?
No.
We need an old white bad guy. Okay, get that guy. He was the bad guy in Ready Player One.
Yep.
He's the bad guy in Rogue One.
He's the bad guy in Captain Marvel.
What is he doing? He is the bad guy in Captain Marvel. I mean, I guess let him do it, but like, good for him.
I thought there was a movie recently I saw that he wasn't the bad guy.
No.
I was very...
We can't see that movie. We can't support that.
About that. Yeah,
it's bad casting.
It was odd.
what's your wedding? Name, it's in June, dude. It's in June.
I thought you knew his name. I remember you saying his name. I forget his fucking
name.
Oh,
I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Robin Hood, not Rob Lowe.
Ben Mikkelsen or something.
Mendelsohn.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Yep.
That's it.
I want to know what movie he played the good guy in. Hold on.
Let's see. Just read off his most recent movies.
Robin Hood.
Okay, Bad Guy.
The Land of Steady Habits. No idea.
Nope.
Untogether. No idea. Ready Player One.
Bad Guy.
Darkest Hour. He was King George the Sixth. So probably Bad Guy.
No, that would be a good guy. Darkest Hour. He would be the king.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that stutters. I bloody well stammer. That's my king's. That's my
Rogue
king's
one,
speech.
Bad Guy.
Yep.
A lot of weird movies.
Bloodlines was that TV show on Netflix that he was in. That's the one where he really got discovered.
Exodus, Gods and Kings.
Who did he play?
Viceroy Hegep.
I'm going to guess Egypt side, bad guy,
yeah,
right?
Probably.
Egypt kind of came out on the wrong side of history in that whole like Moses thing, right?
Dark Knight, bad guy.
I heard Dark Tower was terrible, Drogon. Aquaman is better than Robin Hood. I mean, you would agree with that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I swear to God, there was something I...
Well, it might be an available upcoming project. You got to scroll up to the very top.
Maybe.
Like, the stuff that isn't out yet, IMDb puts in there now. Dude, who knows?
Not a clue.
No idea. No idea, man.
Not a clue. Anywho.
You want to talk about this picture of the moon?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so this guy, he took this picture of the moon.
Okay.
All right. North is saved, Sam. Didn't die. All right, so this image was created using a combination of shots from two different cameras, one to capture the earth shine and the stars, and one to capture the detail on the lit side of the moon. The shots were then stacked and pieced together for editing. I took so many shots to average out the blurring caused by the atmospheric turbulence, as well as to eliminate noise caused by the camera sensor. A note for astrophotography purists, I didn't take some creative liberties with the composition to make up for areas with bad or incomplete data, so I would call this image a composite more than a true photograph. But he took 50,000 images to create this 81-megapixel image of the moon. So, like, this is going to be big. All right, I clicked to expand it. It's thinking. That's how big it is. Okay, so here's the moon, dude. This blows my mind. That this type of thing, like, can be done with cameras at home now, right? Like, isn't that nuts? Look at that. Look at the moon, dude.
Yeah, it's real desolate.
It is, isn't it? It kind of looks cheesy. Like, I kind of get, like, looking at this, why people thought it might be made of cheese.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at cheese real up close, kind of looks like
looks
the moon.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm real curious. Fucking hell. My throat. Never mind. Never mind. It's a cool picture, bro.
All right, dude. All right.
God, I hate this.
Oh my god, dude, that is... I mean, it's not funny because you're dying, but it's also hilarious. Man. It's also hilarious, so...
God, this just got me real hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just really liked this picture of the
moon? Yeah, I just thought it was cool, you know? Someone made this picture in their backyard, dude.
I like the parts of the moon that have not been hit by asteroids.
Like this part?
Yeah, like, look at that big old part, man. It's missed it all the time.
Does it worry you that this many asteroids hit the moon?
No.
I mean, you know, as many asteroids hit us, we just burned up the atmosphere, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that concern you a little bit?
No. You know, NASA's going to move an asteroid, right?
Like, I guess here's the way I think about it. So, like, we got this big patch.
Sam, I'm going to build a wall around you. How about that?
We got this big patch right here that has never had asteroids hit it, you know? Okay? And you feel like that's amazing. Over the billions of years the moon has existed, no asteroids have hit here, right? Mm-hmm. So, to me, like, that is incredible. It's equally incredible that over the billions of years that the Earth has existed, not one asteroid of any magnitude that can't be dissolved by the atmosphere has never hit us, except for that one time with the whole dinosaur thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're missing the one
right.
time
but
that it happened.
Only once, like...
Yeah, man.
Don't you feel like we're
huge.
Due?
Yes.
For a giant
That's
asteroid?
That's why NASA's working on moving a fucking asteroid.
Right. Like, I feel like every day, every hour, every minute that goes by, statistically, we're getting closer to the probability of an asteroid hitting us.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's been so long.
Yeah.
Like, the dinosaur one was a long time ago, right? Like, even on a cosmic scale, it was still pretty long ago.
Like,
So,
and it's not going to hit us because we're not lucky enough. It's going to hit like Japan, like the opposite side of us, and then we're going to slowly die in a filth nuclear winter. Like, it would be great if I like saw it and I like caught the asteroid with my body, instant death. You know, it's not going to be like that for us. Here in Kansas, we're going to be like growing corn and trying to survive. I just want to be crushed by the asteroid.
Yeah, we'll die.
But it'll slowly.
No, we'll die. No, instantly.
No, we won't.
Yeah, if an asteroid big enough hit this Earth like the fucking dinosaurs, we're dead.
It didn't kill every dinosaur immediately.
It absolutely did.
No.
Yeah. Not immediately. It took like, you know, 20 seconds or so for the fucking fire to engulf the Earth.
It was enough fire for that? Are you sure about this?
Dude, it hit the Earth so hard that the magma underneath the fucking mantle exploded into the atmosphere surrounding the Earth in fire.
Really?
Yes.
Dude, that sounds badass, dude. That's how I want to die.
Yeah, man.
Is there a death more metal than that, dude?
No.
No.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Are you just making this up?
I mean, scientifically, that sounds semi-accurate.
It doesn't. It sounds actually not accurate at all.
No, that definitely sounds... There's no way... It would pop a hole in the mantle.
It's not a balloon!
Exposing the lava beneath to explode outwards. What do you think contains the Earth's core in the Earth?
Why do we consistently talk about science on this show when we know nothing about science?
I was just about to ask, like, you know, it's probably easy to, you know, just land a rocket on an asteroid and then move it. It's real. It's probably not.
Okay, here it is, man, on Wikipedia right here. The Chicxulub crater. It's underneath the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. Dude, it's right here. It's formed by a large asteroid or comet, 11 to 81 kilometers, 6 to 50 miles in diameter. The Chicxulub impactor striking the Earth. The date of the impact coincides precisely with the Cretaceous Paleogene boundary, slightly less than 66 million years ago, and is widely accepted as a theory of the worldwide climate disruption for the event that caused the Cretaceous Paleogene extinction event, a max extinction with 75% of plant animal species on Earth became extinct, including all non-avian dinosaurs. See, it didn't kill everybody, only 75%.
Yeah, well, we are non-avian, so we're going. All non-avian.
Do you think this one right here will tell us about the event, right? Okay, also known as a whatever. It's a sudden mass extinction of some three-quarters of the plant and animal species on Earth, approximately 66 million years ago. With the exception of some ecothermic species such as a leatherback sea turtle and crocodiles, no tetrapods weighing more than 25 kilograms, 55 pounds, survived. It marked the end of the Cretaceous period and with it the entire Mesozoic era, opening the Chronozoic era that continues today. In the geologic record, it's
there were no humans...
No.
Before this asteroid.
No.
So what if the asteroid brought symbionts?
Oh my god, what if we are aliens?
The asteroid, yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
God was like, redo. I don't like these dinosaurs. Let's try these.
Well, isn't that what Ultron says? He says every time God throws a curveball at it, and he's winding up. That's what Ultron says. The baseball metaphor, man. Like, he's going to throw a baseball at Earth. God, this wasn't God, though, man, because remember what our Christian schools taught us. Yeah, the Earth is 6,000 years old, and this never happened.
Yep.
Dinosaurs on the ark. But if you brought that up to your Christian teachers, they'd be like, because they couldn't explain how a peacock and a Tyrannosaurus Rex all fit on a boat 40 cubic meters wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, also dinosaurs didn't exist.
You know, Moses or Noah's out there roping velociraptors, man. He put that brontosaurus on. Haven't you seen that Noah's Ark where their dinosaur heads are like sticking out the windows on the Ark? You've never seen that? That's what happened, dude. Be a Baptist. Dumb.
That's not a thing.
Science, dude, does not exist.
No.
It was originally proposed in 1980 by a team of science. We don't care about their names. Now generally thought the extinction was caused by the impact of a massive comet or asteroid 6 to 9 miles wide 66 million years ago, which devastated the global environment mainly through lingering impact winter, which halted photosynthesis and plants and plankton. The impact hypothesis was bolstered by the discovery of a 180-kilometer-wide crater in the Gulf of Mexico in the early 1990s, which provided conclusive evidence that the boundary clay represented debris from asteroid impact. The fact that the extinctions occurred simultaneously provides strong evidence they were caused by the asteroids. A 2016 drilling project into the crater's peak ring confirmed that the peak ring comprised of granite ejected within minutes from deep within the Earth, contained hardly any gypsum, the usual sulfate-containing seafloor rock in the region, would have vaporized and dispersed into the atmosphere, causing long-term effects in climate and food chain. So it did hit the Earth so hard that the rock underneath vaporized, dude. So the Gulf of Mexico is literally the hole where the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs landed.
That makes sense. I always thought Florida looked weird for some reason.
It does look weird, right? Yeah. Well, isn't Mexico like trying to curve back up to it? Mm-hmm. Looks like a big a meteor.
Yep.
Just hit it real fast.
Yep. But there is a whole bunch of islands in there, too, so I don't really know how those happen. I always thought islands floated.
Yeah, they like come up from the Earth. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, it's weird that you could be driving in a submarine and just hit an island. Mm-hmm. It's weird, dude.
Sam, kind of. Yeah. Yeah. And only for a little bit, though. Like, when I leave here and I walk out, I'm like, this is like walking in the game. Why does walking in the game feel so long?
Isn't that weird?
And then walking in real life feels normal.
That's how it was. That's how it is in Red Dead as well.
Yeah,
because you just kind of mosey really slow, mm-hmm. but it's realistic. That's how you'd walk.
Right. I don't get it. Anywho, yeah, man, that's dinosaur shit. That's cool.
So I stand by my point, though. That
yeah, we wouldn't die from
also
a fire
especially
or
because it
well,
already
would have because it was
in this one, yeah,
there. Yeah.
But because it's already happened right here, statistically, it's going to happen in Japan, and then we're going to be the 25% that are going to die the slowest because it's literally the polar opposite of us.
Yep.
Like, you know what's directly below us? The Yucatan Peninsula.
Mm-hmm. So it's just
you think it's going to hit the same? It ain't going to hit the same place twice, man.
Never know, man.
It needs to land. What if it lands on Yellowstone, and then Yellowstone erupts as the meteor hits it from there the pressure, go. Dude?
That would probably
double death.
It would probably do it.
That'd be great, man.
You think that whole super volcano is a real thing?
Yeah, it's absolutely a real thing.
You think it's a real thing?
It's definitely, yes.
Sure it's not just like, here's another way that we're going to die.
No, it's a real thing. That Yellowstone super volcano is actually in there being angry.
Hmm. Yeah. But couldn't it just like pop a little bit and be fine? It doesn't have to pop like
oh, I assume any of that could happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, like it may be a large pocket of magma underneath. But, like, is it going to all just spew out?
I don't know, man.
Go real slow?
I assume with science, any of that crap happens. Because I feel like with science, the way it works is that all the scientists are like, this is a bad thing. It's going to happen. Watch out. You know, and then when it doesn't happen, they're like, well, the anomaly that could have happened that had a 1% chance of it being fine, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And that's every time. With the exception of the times where it's not and, like, places are devastated by tsunamis. But not counting those times... It's, like, always not a big deal.
Yeah, I feel like tsunamis are easier to read.
Dude, there's so many people dying really to tsunamis, know. There can't be, like...
Because
earthquakes
yo.
Can't be predicted, right? Like, that's the problem with earthquakes and tsunamis, is that you can kind of say, like, we're due for one, but you can't be like, it's going to happen Tuesday.
Yeah, no.
Where, like, I feel like
you
at least...
You can't sense that it's happening until it's happening.
Right. But with volcanoes, at least what I learned from Dante's Peak, the Pierce Brosnan movie, and Volcano... The Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Oh, both
you could
movies.
At least
okay.
predict when a volcano is going to go off down to like a certain time frame, you know? Like in the next week, this volcano is going to explode.
That they don't know that for the Yellowstone.
Drogon, without counting the times that they were right, they were wrong. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We were right 100% of the time that we were right.
Right. Yellowstone super volcano. Like, we've talked about this a couple times on here, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also on the unofficial podcast.
Okay, then we got to do a better job than them. Remember when that thing existed? That was hilarious. And then remember when it quit and then existed again?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're currently in the second quitting?
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's great. Well, technically, they quit it 3 times.
I have no idea.
Would you count the time that you were on it and then the next time being a different show altogether?
Yeah, because that was like weeks.
Right.
Weeks apart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. Is there anything on here that talks about like when it's going to happen? According to an analysis of earthquake data 2013, the magma chamber is 50 miles long, 12 miles wide. It has 960 cubic miles of underground volume. 6 to 8% is filled with molten rock. It's about 2 to 2.5 times bigger than scientists had previously imagined it to be. However, scientists believe the proportion of molten rock in the chamber is much too low to allow another super eruption. Okay, so we're fine then. Right?
Sure. The most recent lava flow was 70,000 years ago.
I mean, let's be honest. If this is going to happen and we're going to die, they're not going to tell us.
No.
Like, scientists aren't going to be like, hey, Yellowstone's going to blow up in 5 years. Like, it's going to happen. Like, they're not going to do that. They're going to call Trump, and Trump's going to be like, does this have to do with the wall? And they're going to be like, no. And he's going to be like, this is not important right now, and he's going to hang up.
Dude, he got the wall.
Did he?
Yeah, he just signed an executive order giving money to border security for the wall. He tried to get it through Congress.
Wait, how did he get security for a wall that doesn't exist?
What else?
What do you mean?
No, it's for border security, but that means the wall.
Oh, so it's not... So he okay.
No, because he tried to get a push through Congress.
Right.
There was no way the Democrats were going to agree to a bill that gives them $20 billion for a wall.
Okay.
So they made a bipartisan bill that he got a little flack from his Republican pals on for agreeing to.
Okay.
And then right after they pushed that bill through Congress, he signed an executive order to give it was a national emergency, a national crisis that he declared. Yes, now.
Okay.
And so in doing that, that gives him the power to allocate funds via an executive order, which he just did for the wall.
Dude, what a loophole, man.
He got it.
So
a national crisis, yep.
Do we get anything cool?
We're in a state of national emergency because...
Do we get anything cool now that we're in national emergency?
No, because we've been in one for, I don't know, the last 10 years for opioids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a national crisis. National emergency.
That's a little disappointing. Like, I was hoping that, like, you could, like, be like, now we're in a national emergency, and then, like, certain services become available. Like, free healthcare or something, you know?
There is
That'd
different
be great,
levels.
Wouldn't it?
No, I think it would go in the opposite direction. Like, martial law would exist, and then we'd lose right to guns and property and all that good stuff.
Okay.
But
America.
We're free until we're not.
I mean, the wall does not only keep Mexicans out, it also keeps us in.
I mean, sure.
Right?
I don't think a lot of
I mean, it really doesn't because is it the whole legally? Point that the wall doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really is not keeping anyone out or in because
according to which facts you want to believe.
The facts that are real, that's the ones
I don't know. He said where there's a wall, people can't go around because there's a wall in front of them.
Is this like the Mordor thing? Where, like, they just continue to try to go through the front gate when they could just go around it?
I think that's why.
Maybe Gollum shouldn't worry about border
security.
Sorry,
I got the Trump hands out when I'm talking about
Trump hands.
So he uses the facts saying that once a wall was put in place, that 100% of illegal crossings dropped, and that's probably because they decided to walk another mile that way to where there's not a wall, and then just cross there.
But then that does support his idea that we got to build an entire wall, right?
Illegals crossed over there, it went up.
Why don't we just build a spike pit?
Yeah. Because that's inhumane.
So?
I mean, a wall ain't much better.
No, not really. Spike pit sounds awesome, dude.
No, he just wants China.
What about a moat? Why, because they got a big wall?
Yeah.
They built that 4,000 years ago, man.
Yeah, but it's still great, isn't it?
Because it's called the Great Wall.
And also, he's big friends with, what's his goddamn name? Neonuto or some shit like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Jerusalem president.
I've stopped paying attention altogether.
They got a big old wall, too, between Jerusalem and Palestine.
Don't you know, I feel like walls work, man.
Apparently over there it did, but again, that's Trump. That's Trump facts, everybody.
My only like perspective on a wall is that the fact that they used them in the Middle Ages to keep people inside castles, and that didn't work. And they literally shot them with arrows made of wood. And the castle walls didn't work. And now it's in 2019. And we think the wall's going to work when it didn't work in
908. That's
the same thing, right?
With a full-on siege, yes, a wall will not fucking work.
I'm just saying.
But for Julio in Mexico to try and walk up here and just try and walk up a straight vertical 30-foot wall, that ain't going to work.
What about a giant American Ninja Warrior obstacle course? If you make it through the thing, you get immediate citizenship.
That's genius.
That's brilliant.
Yep.
How are you going to build an obstacle course, though, that takes place over the entire border?
Wall everything except the obstacle.
So they're just going to funnel all the American ninjas, and then if you fall off, spike pit.
There you go. No retries here.
Dude.
You get through or you don't.
I mean, I just kind of like the
idea. That's
like,
real dumb.
What about a, what if?
You know what it should be? Hey, you know what it should be? A quicker legalization process that you could take a test on, and then, hey, you get to come in through the door that we have open.
No, that's stupid.
That's legal.
How about this instead?
How about
we dig real deep at the border, make a big trench, and then, like, someone real strong just, like, kicks Mexico farther away from us. What about that?
No.
Well, that wouldn't work?
No.
Might work. What if, okay, here's another idea. What if, dig big trench, get a big pipe, pump all that magma out of Yellowstone, saving millions of lives from the impending eruption, and put it in the trench. Magma trench. What about that idea?
That's a real dumb idea, man.
I think that might be the best idea we've ever had on this show besides Sahara Money Drop.
Nope. You like talking dumb ideas, don't you?
Dude, my ideas would be great in the White House. You tell me Trump wouldn't listen to those ideas?
I'm telling you, he would laugh you out of the fucking
building. You think Trump would laugh out of the building if I was like, just kick Mexico away?
Yep.
You think he doesn't think islands float?
No.
You know, you really? Remember when he said big water, ocean water?
I do, but, you know, I think he still has somewhat of a brain.
Oh, I think he has a brain, yeah.
You know, you can't kick...
I think if I was in the room and I said that, and I said it very seriously, which I could do, okay, because there are times where I say something real stupid and you look at me like, is he being serious right now or is he just really
that's
dumb?
Never occurred.
It happens all the time.
Never
okay?
occurred.
Okay, I think he would, are we dropping frames?
Yeah, we're gone.
What's happening?
We're gone.
We're gone, but we're not gone.
You sure?
Well, I mean, it says we're gone.
Yeah, we're gone.
It says zero, but it hasn't disconnected. There it is. Okay. All right. There it is. Okay. Audio only. Bonus.
Oh, bonus.
Content
audio.
Right now, dude. Let's.
Oh, what's up with your bad selves?
Let's
listening
talk.
On audio. You crazy?
I just dropped my phone. What a dunderhead, dude.
I love it when our things break, man.
I do too, man. It's the best.
I love it when our things break.
I do too. The internet's not down.
Is it not? Because it seems down.
Like, well, I mean, it's not... I don't know.
Is it not? What? What's not?
Well, like, usually when this happens, it's my router that crashes, you know? I've been telling you my router's been broke.
But
I have Wi-Fi, so...
Yeah. Ah! So, is chat gone, too, then?
Yeah, everything is gone.
So, then internet's down.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, we were real close.
I mean, yeah, we could just end.
We were real close.
Yeah, yep. Is it down everywhere?
So, yeah, your router's dead.
Like, no, the router's still live because we're connected to Wi-Fi.
You sure? Because it said you're not over here.
Well, this isn't on Wi-Fi. This is hardwired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing. Okay, well, I guess we'd end the show then, huh?
Yeah, we could do that.
I mean, I was just spouting off about idiot stuff anyway.
Yes,
so,
you were. Very much. Very, very, very much.
Okay, well, show's over. Okay.
Fun show, man. Love it.
All right.
Have fun trying to figure this out.
I mean, I'm just going to wait. I assume Cox is just doing maintenance or something. I'm just going to put in here, internet dead. Show is over. Thanks for watching. I'll upload the whole video.
Christ.
That... video that you missed.
I'm dying.
After a bit. But you didn't.
Miss anything.
Miss anything.
Yeah, no, we're done talking.
Because we're idiots. Thanks for watching.
Again.
Should I say bye or bye? There, I think that's fair, right? Until next
time.
Yeah,
you got it, man.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. Well, I'm going to stop streaming because I don't want it to just reconnect. That'd be really awkward.
Yeah, that would be.
It'd be really weird. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, okay. Well, I don't know if I can play our outro music.
Can't do it.
because we're offline.
Yeah,
I could play this. I don't feel like perfect. I don't feel like we should end this though, right?
I think it's fine.
I mean, I could put the iPad. I could hook it up.
Don't even worry about it.
Just end.
Yeah. Hey guys.
I mean, we're not that professional.
Thanks for watching and listening to the show.
We're not that professional, right?
Technical difficulties.
But like this feels way less professional than normal.
No shit. It's because we're not live on the internet and we don't have music. Those are literally the only two different things. But literally the only two.
Have we ever closed out?
I don't give a shit if we have or have not. We're ending it. Thanks, all. Follow us on the socials. Everything at Seth and Colby. SethandColby.com. RaptorTeeth.live/SethandColby.
They're not listening. They don't care.
Audio only. You know where you're listening.
We promote this mostly for the live people.
So,
listen, audio people. That you are the only ones hearing this. If you don't go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and sub, we're gonna stop doing the show.
Also, if you made it this far, you're a trooper.
I think this is one of our better shows.
You should come in.
We talked about stuff.
Twitch.live.
Somehow, every week. We manage to talk about stuff that less and less people care about. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we've actually had a negative audience where people are now having to be born who don't care in order to care about the stuff we talk about on this show less than what we talk about.
Uh-huh.
Your headphones aren't on. I mean, people are going to see this. I'm going to put it up on Twitch.
And?
You took your headphones off.
There's no reason to have them on.
We're still doing a show.
Yeah, but I've done a show without headphones.
All right.
We're also ending the show.
I mean, we were trying.
It's over.
We're trying.
I'm done. I can't even hear myself. If I'm talking into the mic, I don't know.
Okay. Guys, thank you for watching and all that stuff. We love you. Thank you. We'll see you later,
Both
I guess.
Love huh? you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.